Sean Miller, first of all, what led you or what compelled you to toss your hat into the ring to make a run for the State House?
Well, Gary, honestly, this is kind of a halftime journey for me. This is a journey from, this is a spirit-led journey. It's a halftime journey in my life, and it's a change from my entrepreneurial endeavors to really wanting to serve the community that I've come to call home. I just love living in Holland. I love being a part of this community. I was very transient as a kid. My family moved a lot from my dad's business. And boy, my wife's family is here, and we live in the house that she grew up in, and I just love my community, and I'm really excited to have the opportunity to serve them.
How much of your time on council sort of added to this urge to be a public servant? Did it help fuel it, or was it any factor at all?
Well, it was a factor, and I learned a lot of lessons there, and it really helped me to understand, you know, frankly, one of the strongest things that I learned there was what big decisions are made with so few people involved. And I understand it's a representative government, but the average person is just not terribly engaged. and these decisions get, really important decisions get made in a fairly vacuous situation. So I'm really hoping to inspire, other just, solid Christian guys like me that are leading their families and their businesses, but get them to also to be aware of what's happening in government and engage.
Sean, it seems as if you're following the footsteps of the guy that you want to replace, term-limited State House Representative Joe Habman. He was on Holland City Council before he became a state lawmaker. Did you talk to Joe at all before you made your decision, or is it just simply coincidence that you're following in the same path he did in terms of going from City Council to maybe a spot in the legislature?
Sure. Well, yeah, Joe's a friend. I think very highly of Joe. He's a great man, and we've been to church together a long time, what have you. I've known Joe a long time, and he's a super guy. So if I can do as well as Joe, then I'm doing pretty well, and I'm excited to follow that path and have advisement from Joe, and we have a lot of great leaders. I mean, Arlen is a solid guy. We have some great local leaders as well, like Mayor Kurt Dykstra. I mean, what an awesome guy and a great guy to get to work with and learn from, and super impressed with all of those guys.
Sean Miller, this question will probably be thrown at you on the campaign trail. Why should somebody vote for Sean Miller to become the next State House representative representing Holland in the immediate vicinity?
Sure. Well, that's the obvious question, isn't it, Gary? Well, I think there's three things that I'm really focused on right now. Number one, a little bit tongue in cheek, but I'm another tough business nerd. And what Governor Snyder and Republican leaders have done in just a very short time is extraordinary. You know, we went from tragic deficits and government shutdowns and the sky is falling to balanced budgets in June and in repealing of really detrimental business tax codes and some really aggressive action in a short period of time. I'm an entrepreneur, Gary. I have that entrepreneurial mindset. I get it. I'm all about economic freedom and just giving business the opportunity to be successful. And I want to help with that reinvention of Michigan. I mean, I think they're doing a super job in that way, and I want to help that. I'm also, being a business guy, I'm a customer service guy. Customer service is really, really important to me. And in a government role, that means constituent service, and that's the role of a representative. And I think, sometimes, government is overgrown, it's overburdensome, they're difficult to do business with. And I know that's something that Governor Snyder, talks about his constituents, his customers, and I feel the same way. I'm very excited about customer service, but gosh, I talked with a chiropractor friend yesterday. He's having a really hard time with some licensing and renewals in the state. He needs some help. I talked to a friend with a big tourist-focused business over here in Holland the other day. He's got all kinds of trouble with liquor control and trying to get things done so that he can grow and expand his business. And that business of doing business with the state government is harder than it needs to be. And I really think that we can be better, and I think I've got the right kind of experience to help that. And lastly, I'm a Christian man. I believe soundly that, when I make decisions, that those need to be centered decisions. They need to be the right decisions, not what can I get away with, right? Not how far can I push it and not get in trouble, right? And I think, people with really sound biblical values need to stand up and have respect for themselves and speak for themselves and not just be politically corrected right into oblivion.
One final question, Sean, and it's going to be a tough one because I think it's going to be thrown at you a little bit by some people involved with groups such as Holland is Ready and the like. When you say you got a Christian background and want to use Christian values, they might throw this as, hey, you're homophobic, you're against our agenda. How would you respond to that?
Well, that's a challenging issue, and there's two things that are the two most fundamental commandments are very simple, and you probably everyone knows them, but it's to love your God and to love your neighbor. And so I love my neighbors, and there's certain things, my neighbors may be doing things and I can be doing things that are not acceptable in God's eyes, and those activities are not to be embraced. Those activities, those habits of thought are things that need to be worked on. And, there's some things there that I may not agree with in terms of their some of those lifestyle decisions and what then government should do about that. What government's role is in that. But the hard thing, and I was on city council through that process of the voting there, and that's the very hard thing, is that we love all people, we love all our neighbors, and we really truly want the best for them. And it's sometimes government is not the best choice to help that problem.